I stand in the queue at the post office. My back aches. It is the kind of ache you earn after 40 years of double shifts on a surgical ward. I have my pension letter in my hand. I have waited 6 months for this. I just need to collect my first payment. The woman behind the glass is young. She wears a blue uniform that looks too big for her. She smiles at first. I smile back. I give her my letter and my ID. I feel a sense of pride. I have worked hard for this moment. She frowns. She types something into her computer. She types it again. The smile is gone now. She looks at me. She looks at my passport. She looks at the screen. I am sorry, she says. There is a problem with the record. The system says your status is not confirmed. It says you are not eligible for public funds. I laugh. It is a small, dry sound. I tell her there must be a mistake. I moved here in 1968. I was a child. I have paid my taxes every single month since I was 18. I have my national insurance number. She shakes her head. She does not look me in the eye anymore. She says the Home Office has flagged the account. She says I need to provide more proof. She asks for my landing papers from the ship. I tell her those papers were 50 years ago. I tell her I don't have them. Nobody told me to keep them. I am a citizen. I am a nurse. I have a British passport. She reaches for a red stamp. She presses it onto my letter. Denied. She slides the paper back under the glass. The line behind me is getting long. People are staring. I can feel their eyes on my neck. I am not a criminal, I say. My voice is louder now. I am a nurse. I have saved lives in this city. I have delivered babies. I have held the hands of the dying. The woman looks past me. Next, she says. She does not look at me again. I walk out into the cold London air. The wind cuts through my coat. I feel small. I feel invisible. I go home to my flat. It is a small flat, but it is mine, or I thought it was mine. The next week, the letters start coming. They are not like the letters I used to get. They are printed on cheap paper. The language is cold. They use words like illegal and detention. They tell me I have no right to be here. I go to the drawer in my bedroom. I pull out my files. I have everything. I have my nursing certificates. I have my marriage license. I have the cards my patients sent me. To Nurse Miller, thank you for everything. I call the number on the letter. I wait on hold for 2 hours. Music plays on a loop. It is a cheerful tune that makes my skin crawl. When a man finally answers, he sounds bored. I give him my reference number. I tell him I have been here since I was 6 years old. I tell him about the hospital. I tell him I am a grandmother. He interrupts me. He asks for a document from every single year of my life. Every year since 1968. He wants rent receipts from 1974. He wants utility bills from 1982. I don't have those things. I say, who keeps a phone bill from 40 years ago? The man sighs. He says, without proof, the record is blank. He says the government destroyed the old landing cards. He says it is my responsibility to prove I was here. But you know I was here. I say, you have my tax records. You have my NHS pension file. He says those departments do not talk to each other. He says, if I cannot provide the papers, I must prepare to leave. He says, I am a prohibited person. I hang up the phone. My hands are shaking. I look at my hands. They are scarred from years of scrubbing in. They are steady hands. But today, they will not stop trembling. I stop going out. I am afraid of the police. I am afraid of the vans I see on the street. I see a news report about a man like me. He was sent back to an island. He hasn't seen in 50 years. He died in a cage. My daughter comes over. She sees the stack of letters. She sees that my fridge is empty. I haven't been to the shop. I am afraid to use my bank card. I heard they are freezing accounts. Mom, what is this? She asks. She is a lawyer. She is sharp. She reads the letters, and her face turns grey. I tell her I didn't want to worry her. I tell her it's just a mistake. I tell her they will fix it. They aren't trying to fix it, she says. They are trying to make you leave. This is the hostile environment. It is a policy. She takes me to a center. It is a dusty room filled with people who look like me. Old men in sharp suits. Women with tired eyes. We all have folders full of paper. We all look like we are waiting for a verdict. A volunteer looks at my file. She shakes her head. She says the Home Office is losing files on purpose. She says they are making the burden of proof impossible. I spend my days at the library. I print out old school records. I find a photo of myself in a primary school play. I am wearing tinsel in my hair. I am smiling. I look like I belong. I send the photos. I send the certificates. I send the letters from the hospital. I wait. The heating in my flat stops working. I cannot pay the bill because my account is flagged. I wear 3 sweaters. I sit in the dark. I feel like a ghost. I am still alive, but the country has decided I am dead. I think about the people I nursed. I think about the man who called me a black angel when I saved his son. I wonder if he knows what they are doing to me. I wonder if he would care. One morning, the doorbell rings. It is early. I think it is the van. I think they are here to take me. I stay very still. I don't breathe. The doorbell rings again. It is my daughter. She is holding a newspaper. She is crying. It's on the front page, she says. The scandal. They are admitting it. The government says they are sorry. They say it was an administrative error. They call it a tragedy. They promise to make it right. I go back to the post office. I have a new letter. It has a gold seal. The woman behind the glass is different this time. She is older. She looks at my ID and her face softens. I heard about this on the news. She says, I'm so sorry, dear. She processes the payment. She hands me the cash. It is a lot of money. It is the back pay they owed me. I look at the money in my hand. It feels heavy. It feels dirty. I walk to the hospital where I worked for 20 years. I stand across the street. I look at the windows of the surgical ward. I can see the nurses moving back and forth. They are wearing the same scrubs I used to wear. I thought I was part of the foundation of this place. I thought I was one of the bricks. But they showed me that I am just dust. They showed me that they can blow me away whenever the wind changes. I have my pension now. I have my status. I have a letter from a minister saying I am a valued member of society. I fold the letter and put it in my pocket. I don't feel like a citizen. I don't feel like a nurse. I feel like a guest who stayed too long. I feel like I am standing on a floor that could vanish at any second. I walk away from the hospital. I don't look back. The money is in my bag, but my home is gone. I am still here, but I am not the same woman who walked into that post office. That woman believed she belonged. This woman knows better.